We are on the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Beis, the last line. The Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amud Beis said that one of the prohibitions that the Chachamim made of Isser Achila was on the Shemen Shelahen, the oil of idolaters. They prohibited it as an Isser Achila. And the Gemara wants to understand why that is. So the Gemara begins on the last line, Shemen Rav Amar Daniel Gazerlov, says Rav Daniel, was the one who made a gezerah prohibiting the oil of idolaters. Ushmul Amar Zlifasan Shel Kelim Tumei Mosarta. No, it has nothing to do with Daniel. It's the Zlifa, the plata of the Tumei vessels, the fact that the vessel itself is tamei, and the oil is being put in this tamei vessel. The oil will then become tamei, since the idolaters are using kelim tameim, they're impure. So the oil is going to become impure. How exactly does it become impure? There isn't any heat. Maybe there is heat. How does it transfer? A little unclear. But right now, the understanding from Shmuel is that the rabbis prohibited the oil of idolaters because it would get mixed in vessels which were ritually impure. So the Gemara asks, well, hold on a second. Atu kuli alma ochle taros ninu. Focusing on Shmuel's opinion, are all Jews careful not to eat food that is tamei? What's wrong with eating food that's tamei? It's not the biggest deal. Kohanim have to always be careful to have things bitahara, but otherwise, if you're eating something which potentially became tamei, it's still kosher. So why are we being so strict over here? So the Gemara says, no, we made a mistake. Rather, Ella zlifasan shel kelim asurim losarta. No, it's not a concern of tumantara, ritual purity versus impurity. Rather, it's an issue of iser v'heter. It's a kashrus issue that the oil gets mixed into non-kosher vessels, rendering the oil itself non-kosher. Again, how exactly does the taste transfer from the bleos that were absorbed into the vessels and now coming out? It must be that it's done through heat, presumably, unless it was kavush, the oil sat in the vessel for 24 hours. Anyhow, so we have this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about when this gezerah was enacted. It was something that Daniel did, or is it a later thing in the time of Chazal? Amrli Shmuel l'Rav. So then Shmuel says to Rav, Bishlem l'di di de aminas lifason shakelim masur mosartan. According to my approach, that it's a question of, it's a problem of iser v'heter. That's why the rabbis prohibited Jews from consuming oil of idolaters. Hayinu dechi asa Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta v'amar darish Rav Simloi ben Tzivin shemen Rabbi Yehuda Beis Dino nimnu olav hitiru. We have a situation where Rabbi Yehuda and the Beis Din, we're told, have this tradition from Rabbi Simloi, that Rabbi Yehuda and the Beis Din, they matired shemen shel ovdei kochavim. They said, you can have it. Well, how could he do such a thing? If Daniel enacted something like this, it wouldn't be permitted. They couldn't undo it. But if it was done by Chazal, then they could undo it. What would be the reason for it? Kasavar no sein tam lifgam mutter. It's an important idea that no sein tam lifgam mutter, when the taste that is emitted or from that leaves the vessel into the oil, is it no sein tam lifgam? It doesn't give good taste, it gives a bad taste. So for the classic case of a no sein tam lifgam is when a vessel hasn't been used for 24 hours. Anything that's been absorbed in the vessel is no longer pungent, and therefore when it comes out, it's not necessarily so strong, which would render the food item inside the vessel problematic. That's why the first question we usually ask when someone has a basar v'chalav question or a kashrus question is, was the vessel used in the last 24 hours before this time? Once it wasn't used for 24 hours, it's no sein tam lifgam, and we already have reasons to be lenient. But this all makes sense for Shmuel to say that the shemen is permissible because it's a kashrus issue and it's no sein tam lifgam. So the Beis Din at that time said, we can assume that even when the idolaters are using their kalim stam, kalim einam b'nei yoman, they're not used within 24 hours, so we have reason to be lenient. But elalidi dach, the Amr Daniel Gazrola, but you, Rabu, says that it's Daniel who made this decree. Daniel Gazer, also Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in Vivatale. What, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, he's a great guy, Chashav of Gadol, but he can't undo what Daniel enacted. Fatnan ain base in Yachal Levatal Dure base in Chaver Elim Ken Gadol Hemel Bechachmo Veminyan. You have to be greater in wisdom and in numbers in order to undo a previous decree of a Beis Din, and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, as great as he is, he does not have the strength to undo a decree in the time of Daniel. So therefore, says Shmuel, my reasoning for the ban on oil and the subsequent leniency or heter makes more sense that it's a kashrus issue, not an issue about Daniel, or not stemming from Daniel. Amr Lay, so Rav said back to Shmuel, Simloi Luda Ka'amrt. What are you telling me based on a testimony of Rabbi Simloi, the person from Lod? Shiny Ludoi Dim Zalzulu. Nah, people in Lod, they're Mizalzal Bamidi Diraban, and Rashi says. They're not so careful on what the rabbis say. So you can't take anything from them so seriously. So just because they told you that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was matirid, it's not true. They weren't matured. It can't be that they matured it. So now the Gemara says Amr Lei, so Shmuel said back to Rav, Eshlach Lei, well, let me send him a letter. I'm going to tell him that you said this, that he's mezalzel b'midi d'rabbanan, and that it's not even true. So Ichsif, Rav was embarrassed. He realized that he got called out on something and he was acting inappropriately. Amr Rav, so then Rav said, Imhem lo darshu anan lo darshinan. Well, if they're not going to darshin it, I'll do it. I'll show you the reason why Daniel's Gezerah should not be undone. You want to say that it's true that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi matured it? I'll show you why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi acted inappropriately. Based on the verse, V'haksiv ayasam Daniel alibo asher lo yiska'al bepas bag hamelech ubiyein mishtav. That Daniel put on his heart that a person should not be defiled with the bread of the king and the wine mishtav of his drinks. That's said in plural. What do you mean, yain mishtav? V'shtei mishtaot ha-kosuv medaber achas mishtei yain v'achas mishtei shemen. One is an oil drink and one is a wine drink. So what is this? What did Daniel place on his heart? What does that mean? Rav savar ali bo sum, that Daniel placed this matter on his heart, ulechol Yisrael hora, and therefore as a result he also told the rest of the Jewish people that not only wine can you drink, but oil cannot be consumed either of idolaters. Ushmuel savar ali bo sum ulechol Yisrael hora, but according to Shmuel, Daniel did not extend the enactment to oil. For himself, he was machmir, but he didn't extend it to the rest of Klal Yisrael. So there you have the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether oil, what the reason for the enactment against consuming oil of idolaters, but they both agree, nevertheless, that oil from idolaters you cannot drink, consume, but at a certain point, the Beis Din was matir, oil from idolaters. But now the Gemara questions Rav's opinion even more strongly. The Shemen Daniel Gazar, are you really telling me that Daniel made a decree about the Shemen of Ovedi Kochavim? V'ha'amar Bali Avimi Nusana Mishmei de Rav. They said in the name of Rav, Pitan V'shamnan Yein Ubenoseyem Kulan Mishmon Asar Davarhein. This is even Rav, a statement in the name of Rav, that bread, oil and wine and benoseyan, we'll get into that later. That's all part of the 18 enactments that the students of Shammai and Hillel did when the students of Shammai outnumbered the students of Hillel, and they made all these enactments. But the point is that shemen, not consuming the oil of idolaters, was something which was done in the times of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Nothing to do with Daniel, and Rav himself said it. So how could you tell me then that Daniel was the one who made this gezerah? And if you want to tell me, Asa Daniel Gazer Velo Kibel Vasu Talmidi Dehil Vashamai Vegazer Vikibel, if you're going to tell me that no, Daniel originally did it, but no one listened to him, and they only listened about this decree only once the students of Shammai and Hillel came up with it, Imkein Mai Asa Haduse De Rav. What's the point of Rav saying that it was decreed in the time of Daniel? It doesn't matter. No one took it seriously. So how do you resolve this? Ella Daniel Gazer Lav Beir V'Asu Inu V'Gazer Afilu B'Sada. So no, what it means is Daniel made this gezerah in the city, and Shammai and Hillel students extended the gezerah of oil Avod Kachavim Yimin in the fields, where it's less of a concern, let's say, of chasnos, of socializing and intermarriage. But then the question is, how could Rabbi Yehuda come along and permit a takana made by the students of Shammai and Hillel Vatanan? He's not, Uranus is great, but he's not as great as the students of Shammai and Hillel, because there was a generation before. And not only that, says Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, even if you were great, the Chachma of a Minyan, these 18 enactments cannot ever be undone. So how could it be then that it could be that this could be undone even according to Rav? Amar Rav Mesharshia, Matam, Ho Lepashad Yisuro Burov Yisrael, Shemen Lepashad Yisuro Burov Yisrael. You know what it is? It's true that these 18 enactments can't be undone, but that's only assuming that these enactments took hold in the Jewish community. But for some reason, the prohibition against Shemen Shel Avdi Chachamim never took hold. Dam Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba Am Rav Yochanan Yashvu Rabbeinu Barku Al Shemen Shlo Pashad Yisuro Barov Yisrael. For some reason, it didn't take hold. It didn't become a popular gezera. V'samchu Rabbeinu Al Divrei Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel V'Al Divrei Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok Shayu Omrim Ein Gozrin Gezera Al Tzibur El Im Kein Rov Tzibur Yachol Lamur Ba. That we never make it, and additionally, we don't make a gezera on the Tzibur if they can't. If the majority of the Tzibur can't handle it, Dam Ravar Bar Ava, my kra ba meira atem neirim ba osi atem kovim hagoy kulo iika goy kulo in ilolo. If the whole entire nation accepts it, yes. If not, not. So therefore, we see that even according to Rav, the ban on Shemen could have been lifted, and therefore, even though Rav and Shmuel have different opinions as to the source for the prohibition on Shemen, ultimately they both agree that the decree on Shemen was annulled.